We learned more last week about the death of a mentally ill inmate in the Milwaukee County Jail. According to the medical examiner's report, Terrell Thomas died of dehydration while in solitary confinement. The American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin has had serious concerns about inmate access to medical and mental health care for nearly 20 years. In 1997, the ACLU, along with Legal Aid, filed a class action lawsuit. It was settled in 2001 when the county agreed to improve conditions at the jail and allow medical monitors to inspect the place twice a year. WUWM's Bonnie Petrie spoke with Legal Aid's Pete Konecny, who participated in the most recent inspection just weeks after Terrell Thomas died.
Terrell Thomas had been in lockup for 9 days when he died in his cell on April 24th. The medical examiner's office says Thomas died of profound dehydration. Fellow inmates say he hadn't had water for 6 days, and they told jail staff he was sick and needed help. Legal Aid's Peter Konecny went in for one of the ACLU's biannual inspections in early May, when Thomas's death was still heavy on the minds of the people at the jail.
I talked to an inmate who was very upset about it because other inmates had been trying to get attention for Mr. Thomas and were upset that he died, and they felt that they had tried very hard to get someone to pay attention to him. So that was particularly disturbing.
Konecny says Thomas's death, coming now after 15 years of medical monitoring at the jail, is somewhat unexpected because access to medical and mental health care has improved. He says beforehand, the jail went a long time without a medical director and years without a chief psychiatrist. Then, about 2 years ago, the county hired a private company called Armor Correctional Healthcare to provide services. Konecny says if staff had followed jail policy, Thomas, who was bipolar, might have been handled differently before he was sent to the segregation unit for flooding his cell.
People with mental illness are to be screened and approved by the medical staff before they're going to 4D, and there should be regular rounds by the custody staff every half an hour and medical staff at least once a day, if not more.
Konecny says someone dropped the ball if a man died of thirst.
The idea that someone could be in that level of distress and none of the people going through pay attention to that, dropping the ball is maybe the kindest way it can be put.
So now the ACLU and the medical monitors are among those trying to figure out what went wrong.
If it's just a matter of the policy and everything is appropriate, which it appears to be, and it's a question of morale or culture to have somebody walk through and say they checked on somebody and in fact didn't check on people. It may be isolated to a particular set number of people working in the institution, but certainly we'd like to know how this can be prevented from happening again.
Armor Healthcare is named as a defendant in several lawsuits, including one filed by the state of New York, claiming the company provided inadequate medical care to inmates in Nassau County, several of whom have died. With regard to the New York State lawsuit, Armor has said in a statement, quote, "Armor is proud of its work caring for the inmates at the Nassau County facility. Armor has not yet said anything about the death at the Milwaukee County Jail." Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.